Well, hello and welcome to our Wealth Creation Program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and it's great having all of you listen in today. Today is podcast number 7 out of a series of 8 podcasts featuring our guest speakers at the 2014 Strength and Momentum Celebration, recapping, honestly, all of the topics that you need for the 90-day global game plan. Today's podcast is all about the leadership panel that was at Celebration. Kathy Coover takes stage and first of all breaks down what the 90 days will consist of, and it's really 3 30-day blitzes. She breaks down what's going to happen weeks 1 and 2, then again on weeks 3 and 4, and then of course the process repeats. And there's going to be some things to celebrate in here, some things coming, some surprises coming. So listen to what Kathy has to say. And then, of course, she jumps into the panel. And our panel consists of the beautiful Emily Vavra, Isagenix Millionaire, 9-star Platinum, 9-star Crystal Executive. Next, we have Jen Patch, Isagenix Millionaire from Down Under, Aussie, 11-star Platinum, 11-star Crystal Executive. Then we have Jay Bennett, Isagenix Millionaire, 14-star Platinum, 12-star Executive. Alexis Romano, Isagenix Millionaire, 12-star Platinum, 5-star Executive. And then last but not least, Lisa DeMeo, Isagenix Millionaire, 9-star Platinum, 12-star Crystal Executive. What a dynamic panel. And some of these people have taken a long time to grow their business, while, 4 out of 5 of them, I'm telling you, they cruised coming in and have built to millionaire status over the last 3 to 4 years. So listen in carefully.
Are you guys excited? I'll tell you, this has been an amazing event, has it been? Okay, everybody's watching from home, so let's turn around and wave to everybody at home and let's tell them hello. Thank you for tuning in. Well, this celebration has truly been one of the best experiences in Isagenix. How many of you want to be on stage next year? Who wants to be up here? Well, we have truly given you everything to take your business to the next level. Do you agree that we have some of the best trainers in the world? Can you believe it? They have poured their heart and soul out to every one of you. And I'm sure so many of you have some great, great nuggets. And on day 1, we talked about the why. And of course, PETA and Natalie just gave you everything. They poured their hearts and souls out. Day 2, we talked about how to do this business. And Zach and Eden were phenomenal. Susan Sly gave you so many tips back and forth, back and forth. And then today, you learned what to do to explode your business. Lynn on the comp plan and Herb and Patty on building that team and getting that solid structure. I mean, you have learned so much. How many of you are ready to bust out of here and go to work? We've given you new products. How many people love Isagenesis? The bars! How about that new start website? I mean, do you believe that Start was built on a Facebook page and look what's happened? Can you imagine what's going to happen with this new Start Your Life website? Unbelievable. Of course, the new social media library, the new mobile app, the 90-day game plan, all promotions extended, the director reset. How many people are going for the director reset? So how many of you are ready to make the next 90 days the biggest in history? How many are ready? Are you ready? Well, there will never be another time like this. The next 90 days are traditionally the biggest in history in this profession. So what we have done to help all of you, we are one united team. We have created a global 90-day game plan to take your business to the next level. Would that be of value to you? And can you imagine, this will be a global movement. It will be going on Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Taiwan, the U.S., Canada, Singapore, Malaysia, everywhere. We're going to all do this together. So every one of you can participate. We're one big family. Remember that. Some of you are part-time and some of you are full-time. But it's important that you know how to do a 90-day game plan, because when you're ready, you want to be able to go. So if you're working part-time, you're probably doing maybe 10 hours a week, full-time, 40 hours a week. But go at your own pace. But when you're ready to put that throttle down and go full force, it's there for you. Everything, the book. Don't you love what our marketing team has put together for you? This 90-day global... This is amazing. And you can purchase this. You can download it. We even give it to you for free. So, are you ready to see what we have put together for you? Are you ready to see what we prepared? Okay, so all the information is in your 90-day game plan on pages 29 through 35. So we are officially starting this 90-day game plan on September the 8th, and it will finish December the 7th. But don't wait till September 8th. That's 2 weeks away. You want to start today. How many of you are ready to start today? Okay, so this is how simple it is. This plan is broken down into three 30-day blitzes. Each of the 30 days will repeat three times. That gives us 90 days of building momentum. At the start of every 30 days, a corporate team member, including myself, team leaders, some of the biggest people in the company, will kick off this call. They'll be your rocket ship that will kick off the call. You want to drive your entire team to these calls. The more people you have on the calls, the bigger the momentum in your group. So our first call will be September the 8th. And you can find everything in your workbook. And you'll be receiving information through ISA FYI. It will be coming to you through emails. So this is what it's going to look like. Weeks 1 and 2 will be all out massive action. Talking to new people. Connecting. Follow up and enrolling new members. So you're going to talk to as many people as possible. Follow up and enroll. All right. Then what you want, so you want to start connecting the second you walk out of this room. If you were in that leadership meeting, you learned how to text people and tell them you want to talk to them, just make your list and start texting to everyone and show them ISA Movie. So it's really all about sharing the Isagenix story. It's that simple. Week 3 will be our launch party week. So you'll start scheduling your launch parties now, because you're going to be talking to these new people, and have your team members schedule the launch parties. And so make sure you purchase one of those kits. Launch party week will be September 22nd through the 28th. And there will be some surprises during that week, so pay attention. Write that down. Pay attention that week. Some things will be coming to you that could help take your business to the next level. So you're doing launch parties, you're going to be one-on-ones, you're going to be doing opportunity meetings, Super Saturdays. These are going all over the world. This is going to be a huge, I truly believe this will be our biggest week ever in Isagenix. Did you know yesterday was the biggest day in history? I know I'm a broken record, but yesterday, give yourself a rest, the biggest day in history. So it's going to be all out, massive enrollments on the launch party week. Then week 4, you enroll these new people, you immediately show them how to get paid. What Lynn Hagedorn said, show your people how to get paid. If you don't do that, you're doing them a disservice. So you show them you plus two, them plus two. You're going to show them the systems, ISA Movie, ISA product, all those things so they can plug in. Because you're going to be talking to new people, you plug the new people into the systems. So this structure will repeat 3 times over the next 90 days. Got it? So can you imagine how many new directors, how many rank advancements you're going to create in your team? Does that get you fired up? Yeah. It sure should. At the completion of your 90 days, we're going to have an all-out massive celebration week. And that's December 8th through December 14th. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you fun ways for you to celebrate your team's success. So stay plugged into ISAFYI.com and watch all the suggestions that come to you, because you saw recognition is huge for people. It means everything to them. So to help you develop your 90-day game plan, we brought you a lineup of people that are unbelievable. So I have the honor of bringing to stage some people that have just broken some records in Isagenix. These people are absolutely on fire. They have worked so hard to achieve this success. This didn't happen overnight. They work and they keep working, they keep reinventing themselves, they keep talking to people. So our first speaker I'm bringing to stage, this woman has been with us for 4 years. Her largest month in 2014 was $104,000 for the month. She's only 27 years young. She's never been in network marketing. She was a massage therapist before. She's a 9-star platinum. Cycle growth is up 112%. Emily, please come to the stage. Okay, our next speaker has been with us for 2.5 years. Her largest month in 2014 is $100,000 for the month. She's never been in network marketing before. She's a 12-star platinum. Cycle growth is up 314% this year. Jen from Australia. All right, our next leader has been with us for 8 years. His largest month in 2014 was $167,000. He is a 14-star platinum, cycle growth up 52% this year, Mr. Jay. Our next panelist has been with us for 6 years. Her largest month in 2014 was $162,000 for the month. No experience in network marketing. 11-star platinum. Cycle growth this year is up 113%. Alexis, please come to the stage. Last but not least, this amazing lady has only been with us 2.5 years. Her largest month in 2014 was $87,000 for the month. She's a 9-star platinum, cycle growth 27%. Miss Lisa. Thank you. as Eric says, sexy. Do we have the most beautiful people inside and out? We are so lucky. I'm so grateful. Oh my gosh, these people, do you want to hear from these people? You want to know their secrets? How many of you want to know their secrets? Make some noise! Okay, I'm going to start with you, Emily. Wow, I mean, you have really, this is your first career. It's the first time in network marketing. You've been so successful. You've done two 90-day game plans. What did you do different with your second one that made you so successful, that just made you catapult to the next level?
Absolutely. So, first of all, who's done a 90-day game plan? Okay. Who has started one and not finished one? Who's going to finish the one you're about to start? Yes. Awesome. That's what I like to hear. So, I love the 90-day game plan. Coming into Isagenix when I was 23, I had no clue about the power of the Mo. You guys want to know what that is? You know what the power of the Mo is? The power of momentum. I really had no clue until I learned what a 90-day game plan was. And so Hayden and I linked arms. We enrolled 23 people in 3.5 weeks. And we started to really feel that momentum. And it was awesome. But we knew we needed to do some different things if we wanted to get our entire organization doing it with us and linking arms with us, right? So what we did is we made it really simple, okay? This is what you need to do when you're doing your 90-day game plan. Make it super simple, because a confused mind does nothing, okay? So what we did is we got everybody behind our mission to do a 90-day game plan who wanted to do it, who wanted to make a change in their life, who were ready to run, and we linked arms with them, and we whipped out our calendars, and we looked 90 days later, and we looked, when's the next corporate event in 90 days? Because what we wanted to do with our 90-day game plan is build towards an event. Because if everybody was doing a 90-day game plan and recruiting 20 new people in a month, they needed to get those people that they were bringing in trained. Okay? That's the power. And Kathy, that's what we missed our first 90-day game plan. We missed that link of doing an event. So we looked in our calendars. The next event just so happened to be ICU Minneapolis. So we built towards that event. We ended up having like 420 team members at it at the end of 90 days. But during the 90 days, you guys, we kept it super simple. Recruit as many people as possible in a short amount of time. Look at your calendar. It's all about the calendar and your actions. Okay, so during the week, we had what was called a timeout Tuesday, which is an opportunity meeting. And we had people in our local market come catch the vision. And if they weren't in our area, they were doing it in their different locations. So every single Tuesday night, we had a local event going on. We had team calls going on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 a.m. our time, plugging people in. They were taking massive action. So that's what we did.
And can you tell me, you know, I know it's all about, you know, getting your team to participate, it's getting your team involved, it's getting that duplication to happen in your organization. People follow you, the speed of the leaders, the speed of the pack, and obviously you're speeding that pack. So how did you get your team members to join your mission, to join you and do this?
Absolutely. So first of all, we explained to everybody the power of the Mo, the power of momentum, because not everybody understands that when they start doing an Isagenix business. So we had a rally call, and we painted a vision of what could happen in people's lives if they truly got to work for 90 days. That rally call was electric, so electric, and we got people to commit. And after the call, everybody went and purchased their ICU tickets, because that's the event we were building towards. We also put our heads together, and we decided to do a contest. So the people in our organization that rank advance to executive, or if they were already executive and they rank advance to Golden Circle, qualify to do an executive VIP day with us, which turned out to be a tremendous success. Okay, in 90 days, we had 31 business centers qualify for this. And what we did as a reward, right after our event that we built towards, because they were all already in our area, we rented a boat, a yacht. I have a picture right there. You can see it. And we celebrated the heck out of everybody that actually crossed the finish line. Okay?
Wow.
The people that stuck to the plan. So if you're new here and you're thinking, oh my goodness, that looks fabulous, but I don't have that team yet, maybe that income yet to write off. If you're thinking that, do something. Do something at the end of your 90 days where you have people in your organization crossing the line with you and you can celebrate them. Go golfing, go to the spa, I don't know, do something so they can end their 90-day game plan with a bang. That's really what I encourage. Because it's amazing what people do because they don't want to be left off the boat, right? It's amazing. And Kathy, I just really want to acknowledge everybody here today that's brand new. Who's brand new? First celebration. Awesome. Because the thing is, so many of you have come up to me just, you're so excited, and I've heard so many stories. They've crossed the seven seas to get here. People sleeping in rooms with other people, you know, $70 left in their bank account. And I just want you to know that your life can change if you truly get to work. It is work, and I'm not going to pretend it's not, but your life can dramatically change. My first celebration was 4 years ago, the same location. I brought three ladies with me, and I went to pay for our hotel room, and my card declined. It's a true story, because I know a lot of you have the same stuff going on, and I just want to put the vision in you to go home and get to work and actually finish your 90-day game plan. Are we good with that? Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Emily, just quickly tell them, how did you find all these people? You said you enrolled 20, 26 something people. Where did you find them? They want to know, how do I find people?
My list, still going on. Hayden and I each have a list. That's it. I keep it to the left of my computer. And as soon as somebody likes something on Facebook, as soon as they inbox, so I build a lot off of Facebook, but it's still people in the past that's coming on, past high school classmates, things like that. But it's all my list, and it's all being open when you're out and about. Keep your head up. Pay attention who's around you. Listen to people talk, okay? Listen, because there's so many people standing in line with you at the grocery store, in the gym locker room. But you have to be open enough to really share what you have. And that's truly how we built it. It's just amazing to me that what the possibilities are if you truly just keep a list and you work it every single day. So when we go to work Monday morning, throw up a Facebook status that's authentic, that's from the heart, mix it up, and then I look straight to my list, you guys. That's all it is. It's a piece of paper, and I live off that thing. And I just tally how many times I've talked to them. I circle back. And then when someone new inquires, if I bump into someone new, I add them to the list. And that's truly all it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you have been on fire, you and your husband, with your business. And you made millionaire in only 2.5 years. I mean, what are some of the key things that you learned from the 90-day game plan that you could share with them to help them be successful?
So, Kathy, I just want to acknowledge everyone who's still here at the end of 3 days. It's nearly 6 o'clock. You guys are awesome. So, who's seen these little sort of these shaped cards before? So I carry some little cards like this with some questions on them. And I just want to share with you what those questions are, because I look at them every morning and it reminds me how to be today. So if I know that everyone's tired, I know everyone's losing focus, so if you could just indulge me, grab a pen, grab a paper, because I would love to send you home with just a few questions that you can look at every morning that you can focus on. Because 90 days is a really long time for most people, and it's really hard to stay focused for that long. So we need to every morning have a chance to refresh, and maybe even for some of us just refresh through the day. So people who show up have incomes that grow up. So the first question is, how am I going to show up today? That's the question. Just scroll it down really quick. How am I going to show up today? So that's things like, are you going to leave your litter under the chair when you leave here tonight? Because what that means is that you expect other people to clean up after you. Is that how you show up? Are you going to show up at events? Are you going to take people there? So when we go home, we've got 1,500 people coming to a Super Saturday in a week's time. And 2 weeks after that, 2,000 people coming to an IC Uni. And you know, the most effective events are the events that are out of our hometown, that are out of our country. So the people that are here, they're going to go home and they're going to be so on fire, because the further we get away from home when we're at an event, it just goes from our head to our heart even more. So we would love, love, love to see so many of you come to Australia, not just because it's amazing. But I know with such certainty that when you get out of your state, when you get out of your country and you go to an event, that is going to make such an incredible, incredible difference. It's just a huge, huge difference. So next question to write down. What are you going to give up in the next 90 days? This took me nearly 2 years to figure out. We all have 24 hours in a day. So I used to say to people, you know, just go add in isogenic stuff. So those people who are part-time are going to be doing this for 10 to 15 hours a week. And I never notice people sitting around under trees doing nothing. So that means that we're all using our 24 hours right now. So we've got to figure out, what are we going to exchange so we can fit in isogenics time? So write down, what am I going to give up today? That's the second question. So just write that down. Okay, the next one's one of my favourites. Who are you going to link arms with? Collaboration is just my most favourite thing in the world. You know, as Peter said, we do so much stuff together. Because what happens when we collaborate is, hands up all the personal trainers in the room. I know there's a few. So, you know, people come to see personal trainers not really because they don't know what to do, because once you do a few workouts, you could just do it again. But we don't show up for ourselves. We don't stay accountable for ourselves. But when we have an appointment with someone else, we're more likely to show up. So collaboration is such a great opportunity to get an accountability partner. So on the days that you don't feel like showing up for you, you'll show up for your accountability partner. And your accountability partner will be having a high energy day when you're having a low energy day. And from our 90-day game plans, we know that cross-line accountability partners are so much more effective. They just work. They just work really well because no one has an agenda. Okay, the next question. Michael Klaus, thank you. This is my favourite question. How many times have I told the isogenic story today? So, how many times have you told the isogenic story today? And Michael says the answer has to fit in a tiny little box, and it's not allowed to have anything except a number. And it's a great question. Look at your cards again at noon, at lunchtime, every day. How many times have I told the isogenic story today? Because we need to do the do, and we need to walk the talk. and I can't expect the people in my organisation to tell the Isagenix story unless I'm telling the Isagenix story.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in a box, I want you to write what, I want you to write everything I imagine is real. Everything I imagine is real, because it is. What I focus on expands, what I think about, I bring about. So what we're going to focus on for the next 90 days is getting to executive. And if we're already executive, we go executive again. Because Kathy told us that executive is, it's like the bricks in, it's the bottom row of bricks in the wall. And if we don't have executive, we can't keep building our big, strong financial wall. So getting to executive is just so important.
So I Very think good. That's awesome. Those are some really, really good questions. So I want to ask you one more question. Obviously, you have a large team, and you've got a lot of people behind you in this movement. And I mean, you have inspired so many people in Australia, New Zealand, and all over the world to really go for it. So how are you getting so many people on your team to go for it? And then what kind of carrot do you have at the end? Reward.
So really, it's just all about belief. So when our belief gets to 10 out of 10, it's so true. Nothing can stop us. And what I would just love for all of you to know is that, you know, if you're sitting out there this weekend and you're thinking, you know, it's okay for those people who come up on stage because they're all amazing, like, I sit there too thinking that. So you don't have to be the person who's up on stage and beautiful and can, you know, do amazing speeches and all of that sort of stuff. You don't have to be that person. You know, you just have to be able to tell people about the Isagenix story and believe that you can do this, because you can, because ordinary people can do this. That's what Jono and I are. That's what, you know, the five people who've gone platinum in our organisation are, and the five or eight that are going to go platinum before the end of the year. We're all just ordinary people, and that's why everyone's getting so excited, because they can see other ordinary people can do this. So we're all just ordinary people, and you can too.
And so true. And then what kind of reward did you have when people completed the 90-day game plan? I know you were sharing some of those earlier with us.
So rewards are really about, again, remembering that 90 days is such a long time to remain focused, and people need a reason to focus and refocus. So what we love to do is say, this week we're going to focus on a particular income-producing activity. So it might be enrolling people, it might be rank-advancing people, it might be three-way calls, it might be launch parties, and then scoring points for that activity. So every week it's a refocus. It's like, right, let's this week really get stuck into three-way calls. Let's this week do lots of launch parties, just so we're changing it up and refocusing it on a really regular basis. And then offering an incentive or a prize for the people who show up. And it's really interesting, because we usually use a point system, and the people who score the highest points by the end of the 90 days are the people who rank advance, you know, 1, 2, and 3 star levels. Because the whole thing is, this is all just a choice. So you get to choose now if in 90 days, are you going to be in exactly, are you going to be cycling exactly the same number of times per week? Or are you going to be cycling 10 times more a week? Or are you going to be cycling 50 times more a week or 100 times more a week? It's just a choice, and you get to choose what that is.
Thank you. That's very powerful. Thank you so much. I remember the first time I met you at that little celebration in the hotel, and you had just gotten started, and you were pregnant, I think. And you know, and look who you become. It's amazing. It really is.
Jay, you have done obviously several 90-day game plans in your career. I'm sure you haven't counted how many you've done. But explain to me, you know, I watched when you launch, you know, a new center, and you're on your third center. You're on his third reentry right now. So when you're going to relaunch your new center, tell me how you start your 90-day game plan.
Well, you're definitely going to have to enroll people. When you come out of here, it's got to be personal enrollments. You really don't want to depend on your team. You want to lead your team. So it's going to be enrollments. And one of the things that really works for me is like 10 enrollments every 30 days. So if I'm kicking into a 90-day plan, it's going to be 10 personal enrollments the first month, 10 personal enrollments the second month, 10 personal enrollments the third month. It's going to be 30 enrollments. I'm bound to get somebody in there, right? I mean, I'm going to get 2, 3, 4, 5 people that are going to kick into gear, and that's what I want to do is get my arms around those people within those 90 days.
Now, how do you find those people? People out here going, I don't know how to find people. How do you find these people?
God, I don't know. Where do you find them? I mean, they're here. You know, they're here. I have a little thing that we're doing now that's very simple. There's so many different ways to do this. But we're doing it very simple. We're going, listen, give us 10 names. 10 name list. And I loved what I heard Saturday with the Eric Worre training for the directors. And it was basically text those people and set an appointment. So tell me how duplicatable that is. Ask for 10 names and you send a little note to them via text that you want to connect with them, you want to have an appointment with them. And we're just duplicating that.
It works.
Yeah.
Drives it deep. Okay, Jay, you've been in this profession for, what, almost 24 years, something like that?
It's longer.
So, obviously, you have massive success with Isagenix. So what is your secret to your success, if you want to share with these people? You know, what is Jay doing that's making him so successful?
Well, I will definitely say that I have really been the king of keeping it simple, for the most part. I try to keep, how many like simplicity? And I'm going to share what I call the basics or the fundamentals. Because, you know, you go to an event like this, it's been 4 or 5 days, and really kind of go out and get overwhelmed with all the information. And what I like to do is kind of zero in on a couple basic fundamentals that work every single time. And the magic is the repetition of those basics. Just doing it over and over and over and over again. So the first basic that's very, very simple is, what does number one say?
Use the products.
Do that one more time. Number one? How many would say that sounds pretty simple? How come some people fail at that? How can that be tough? I mean, that's not that difficult. And yet people drop the ball using the products. So what I would encourage people to do is use the products and make it a habit, and that habit will affect your business. You're going to have an emotional attachment. You're going to have results. And then it's not just about you using the products. It's getting other people to use the products, right? So that's the second part of it. Now I'm getting other people to use the products, and guess what happens? I create walking, talking billboards. How many like walking, talking billboards? I mean, that's really what we do in Isagenix. We create walking, talking billboards. And so number one is use the products. Number two, basic, fundamental, that I think is so simple. And by the way, when I talk about products, do you know anybody that eats food?
Yes.
So everybody qualifies with number one, right? Number two, do you know anybody that talks to people? Have you ever talked to anybody before? Everybody talks to people. What we're going to do is talk about Isagenix. You don't get paid to refer someone to a restaurant. You don't get paid to refer someone to a great movie. You get paid in Isagenix to refer people to this incredible company. So talking to people and being consistently talking to people, and I don't think people realize you've got to fill the pipeline amazingly. And you got to constantly have a game plan of talking to new people, talking to new people, talking to new people. And if you do that, you're going to get those gems. You're going to get those diamonds. You're going to get those people that produce at a level that blows you away. I mean, I can't believe the last time we were in San Diego, I got a guy in, and through that person, we got Paul McEnany and Suzanne Skillen, who are out of Australia, and whoosh! Since that convention, 2,000 cycles per week. How many would say 2,000 cycles per week is pretty good? I was just talking to someone, and boom, Australia popped out. So number three basic is... Thank you. So number three, what's number three?
Use the tools.
And we have a buffet of tools. I mean, we have a buffet of tools. There's so many tools that, again, it can be a little overwhelming. And what you want to do is just learn the tools and start developing your groove with all these tools. And that's part of the learning process. But one little tool that I'd like to share is I really do lead with the ISA Movie website. How many love that website? Is that an incredible site? Well, I'm going to just share with you like a little technique here. And this tool has been amazing because I really believe in telecommuting. I really believe that the phone and the computer are quicker, faster, better. And look at the Facebook, you know, tie that in. But it's quicker, it's faster, it's better. You don't need to go meet someone in a coffee shop for 3 hours. Now, I'm not saying not to. That's a good thing. And a lot of good stuff is going to happen. But a phone and a computer is quicker, faster, better. So this little technique with ISA Movie is this. When you call people, set the appointment and don't explain anything that you got and just get them to the website ISA Movie. And then direct them to the videos that would be appropriate for them. And just set that appointment and do it over the phone. Just like you're going to have coffee with someone, you're going to do it over the phone and the computer and walk them to the website to watch the videos. Because you can make sure now they're watching the videos. And then you can have an immediate follow-up. And the immediate follow-up is, you know, what do you like most about the videos? But at that point, one little technique that I'm using is I email them, because I know they're by the computer, I email them the order form and the U+2, them+2 template, and I walk them through it. And I get that order. PETA, when she did her little presentation, she said, what excites you now? What excites you now? Well, when I got that order form to them, and I got that U+2 template to them, what excites me now is getting the order. That excites me now. I'm going to get that order, and that's one of the tools that I love using.
And Jay, you've got a huge team, obviously, all over the world. So how do you keep your team so focused and keep everybody moving forward? How do you keep everybody, you know, training everybody all the time?
Well, this ties into telecommuting, and I don't know if we have that slide here.
Yep.
Let's go to the next slide. Telecommuting slide. Go to the next one. Go to the next one right there. All right, perfect. So if you think about the phone and the computer being quicker, faster, better, and speeds everything up, we have a telecommuting schedule, and Monday we have our team call. Tuesday and Thursday we have an opportunity call. Now, Kathy put a 15-minute call together, a scripted 15-minute call, and it's brilliant. It's the four components of a successful company called Isagenix. So Tuesdays and Thursdays we do an op call and it's only 15 minutes. Nobody has to drive down the freeway. Nobody has to pay for parking. They do it right over their phone. So Tuesday and Thursdays I ask the organization to get people to watch ISA Movie and then roll that into a Tuesday-Thursday op call and three-way a new person on. So they get exposure and it's really brilliant. And then we roll that in with a Saturday webinar training for anybody that wants to get trained, and we just repeat that week after week after week, and it works.
That causes the duplication, the systems. Thank you, Jay. That was amazing. Thank you. Alexis. Alexis has been with us almost 6 years, no experience in network marketing. She started as a product user, and then she kind of got interested in the business after she attended a big Super Saturday. So you've done several 90-day game plans, and you've been unbelievable. I mean, you're kind of like the silent
woman that all of a sudden comes roaring to the top. So, how did you launch your 90-day game plan? What did you do?
Thank you, Kathy. So, anyone who knows me knows that I'm all about plans, and I live my life on a schedule, and so that's what I teach. I think that we can all get excited about a 90-day game plan, but if you don't have it planned and you don't have a system in place, you can be completely overwhelmed. So a few things that we do as a team is we have team meetings. And events are non-negotiable. And you can see the energy and feel the energy here. So I have a slide that shows one of our team meetings where we've had close to 500 people. And the energy in the room is just incredible. So you can't get that just over the phone. But we also do weekly calls. And the key to your 90-day game plan is being consistent, but that's the key to your business always. We have the amazing Carol Taylor call on Wednesday as part of our 90-day game plan. It's our system. We have people from our team sharing testimony, so it gets people excited, and we don't reinvent the wheel. So having that plan is so important, but breaking it down is just as important because people tend to get overwhelmed, and you cannot be successful in an overwhelmed state.
Can you go to Alexa's slide, please? Thank you. Okay, that's your team event.
So this is one of our team events, and it's not just about me speaking. It's about showcasing all the leaders on my team. And we were just posting today in our Facebook group that we have an event in October. We wish it was going to be when we get home tomorrow, but because we're all so fired up and excited.
That's great. So I know you've done this 90-day game plan, and you told me that you qualify people to be in the 90-day game plan. So exactly, tell them how you qualify people to be in your 90-day game plan.
So everyone here is probably really excited about getting started with their 90-day game plan. Everybody ready? Everyone has their plan ready? The problem is, if you don't qualify people for your business, then you just have people who are raising their hand but aren't doing anything. So it's really important to ask a series of questions, and like you have your new associate interview, to really find out how serious and committed people truly are. And we always say you watch what people do and not what they say. And having those questions and having your team have the same questions to qualify them so everyone's doing the same thing is really important because we're all on the same mission.
That's great. And you probably find out what their why is too then. That's part of it. Okay. You know, I'm always on Facebook looking at everybody and watching what they're doing. And you use social media quite a bit for recognition. And why don't you share with that? How do you use social media to build your business?
So I've personally probably built over 90% of my business on social media, on Facebook alone. And we teach our entire team to do the same thing. We celebrate people's success. You can see right here that this is when my sister and C.G. Siddons maxed out the compensation plan. And we want to show pictures and we want to show the excitement of what's happening with people. It's not just about, you know, posting a couple words on Facebook, because that doesn't really excite people. But when my sister hit another rank, this was another post that I put up about her. I mean, she's a Zumba instructor, so I want her to show her in what she's passionate about. This is a family affair for me, so this is one of my brothers. And when he hit a rank advancement, and this is from the Carol Taylor call, this is what we do when we have people on our team sharing their testimonies on Carol Taylor's Wednesday night call. We put our own flyer together to promote the call throughout our whole team and everyone's Facebook. This is my other brother. When he hit a rank advancement, and you can see, we don't just post just the rank advancement because that may not mean anything to anybody who's not in Isagenix, but the before and after pictures are really powerful. So if you're not sharing them, you're really doing a disservice to people, because I know people have joined my business just because of those before and after pictures. And then we kind of want to make it a little humorous, so we also want to talk about our lifestyle. You know, cleansing and nutritional cleansing and putting products in our body and what we feel like when we don't do that. So this is just another post. Living the life, living the good life, sharing the shot in Italy. I mean, that, you know, people want to see, you know, what we're able to do, because this is the vehicle to be able to take my family to Italy with me.
Oh, if you want to share, like, this whole group would like to know, like, what is your, the one attribute or the one thing you think that has driven you to be gone to, straight to the top of this company? What would it be? You could share with them.
Well, so I've retired myself, I retired my mother, my entire family's building a business with me, my friends, new friends. Now I'm on a mission to really help as many people on my team, like Susan Sly, max out the compensation plan. I mean, we know it's two people on my team, my sister and CG already did it, so we all know it's possible. And so that's my next mission.
That's great. Yes, thank you. That's awesome. Woo! Make it all about them. Help your people become successful and you will rise to the top. There's nothing better. This is the best profession in the whole world. Thank you, Alexis. Okay. Lisa, I know you've only been with us a short amount of time, but you have made a huge impression on people in this company. So why don't you share with everyone just how to get started? How did you get started?
Sure. You know, we always hear talk about your why, and you should all know your why you're doing this. And it's the very first thing I do, Kathy. Even when I'm prospecting, I get to someone's why right away. So they'll say, I want to try your products because I saw all the weight loss on your Facebook page and I want to lose weight. And I'll say, why? They'll say, well, because I gained whatever. What would that weight loss do for you? And I get to the point of where there's pain for them. Because it's not just about the weight loss. It's about what's been limited as a result of the weight gain. And that's where I go for a why. I get right to the source of why someone would want to stay committed when it's easy to quit. So it could be, well, if I lose 30 pounds, I can get on the floor and play with my grandbaby. And I'll say, well, what's the price you're willing to pay for that? Because this is how you need to get started. You need to start with the President's Pack, because that pack is proven to have the greatest retention. And I want to set you up for success so you can get on the floor and play with that baby. And you need to commit to me for 90 days. Not 30 days. We don't get, it's 90 days creates a new habit. So is it worth a 90-day commitment and a President's Pack? And one more thing. Who are two people that would like to have their life be changed too? Something little. Two people that you can think of. And what if they say, oh, well, I want to wait until I try the product. And I'll say, why? If I was going to a restaurant and I heard it was amazing and everyone's telling me to go, I wouldn't go look at the menu, check it out, eat by myself, and then call you and say, my meal was really great. Why don't you come join me? I say, come with me now. So if you trust me enough and you're willing to give me 90 days, who are two people that deserve change in their body now as well? Because setting you up for success will be a lot easier when you hold yourself accountable to another person. So if you hold yourself accountable to another person, you're less likely to fail. who are two people that may want to sleep better, may want to gain some lean muscle, would love to run up the stairs? Who are two people that may have a change in their body completely different from yours? Who are two people that if you were going to go for a walk, you'd say, come with me? Because here's the thing, if we were going to go exercise and it's raining outside, but I say, Kathy, I'm going to meet you at 8 a.m. outside my front door. And I look outside and I open my window, I say, oh, it's raining, I'm going to go back to sleep. But she's downstairs, am I going to say, sorry, not going? If you have two people, you'll stay committed. Who are those two people? And here's what happens. You'll get your $50 rebate, and Isagenix will pay for your products. You can eat for free if you do this the right way. What is the price you'll pay for getting on the floor with that baby? You go right back. Does that make sense? You go right back to their pain point. It's not enough that they want to lose weight. Someone said to me yesterday, and she's amazing, and she lost 100 pounds. And I said, what did it mean for you? And she said, for my kids to be proud of their mom. Aww. And my husband to have his wife back. That's why people commit. And that's what I signed up for. So it's starting them off with a president's pack, with their two people, and with a commitment for 90 days, knowing what the deeper level of their why really is.
That's amazing. I know, Lisa, Top Achievers was a real turning point for you in Isagenix. You know, so what happened? I mean, what made you just get on fire again? You've always been on fire, but...
Okay, so we all have a plan. Okay, we all have a plan. We come in and we're like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And the first thing we need to do is put our blinders on and set our goal. And then real life happens. So I wake up and I always have an outline of what my day is going to look like. And the phone rings and the school nurse says, you have one kid in this school has a fever and the other kid has pink eye. You need to get here. And then boom, life happens. And there's interruptions. And it doesn't always go the way I planned it to go. And the distractions hit me hard for the last 2 years. And I didn't keep my blinders on. I kept peeking out, you know, in the distractions. And I got caught up in the wrong conversations. And I was sitting at Top Achievers, and I was listening to everybody's names being called and how much people were making in the pools. And I felt like this shrinking violet, because it's all relative, you guys. You know, you look at us and you're like, oh, I'd love to be where she is. It's all relative. My dad used to say all the time, cut everybody's finger in this room, we all bleed red. We all had the same fears, the same insecurities, the same wants, the same desires. We'd all work harder for praises than raises. And I sat there saying, what's the difference between where I can be and where I am now? And I forgot what it was like to be a servant leader. I waited for my team to do it. I got caught up in it. I started reaching down and getting distracted. And I thought about this story of this little boy, and he's walking on the beach, and the beach is covered with starfish. And the boy can't walk because he's going to step on the starfish. So he starts bending down and throwing them back in the ocean one at a time. And this old man walks by and he said, little boy, what are you doing? You're so stupid. You're never going to make a difference. Look at this beach. Starfish everywhere. You're not going to make a difference. Made a difference for that one. Made a difference for that one. And at Top Achievers, I sat there and said, they bent down more times than I did and made a difference for that one. Yeah. That's it, guys. Every one of us earned our check. You earned it. If you don't like it, bend down and pick someone up. Because that's what it's about. Yeah. So the people who are getting the biggest checks and the most accolades and being celebrated the most are the ones that are willing to go the deepest. And I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to walk by people anymore. Because you never know. You hear the stories. I mean, I love the stories at this celebration, like the before and after and all of it. And here's what happens. You don't know when we just see all the glory. That's all we see. We see the glory. They're not going to put people on stage who keep failing over and over again. We all succeeded and we got to a certain place. But you don't see the struggle. So you see the swan on the water, but you don't see the legs underneath working so hard. And I thought about all those people in the 100-pound and 200-pound weight loss, and I thought, how many times did they get on the scale and they were up a pound or 5 pounds? And they did it anyway. And they kept going. And how many of you sponsored someone and you knew they were your ace, and the next morning they said, I talked to my spouse and this isn't for me. But you did it anyway. And how many people just kept throwing out lifelines and lifelines and lifelines? And when you have so many people in your organization, it's okay to let somebody take a step back. It's, you have the energy to pull someone forward because there is strength in momentum. And the only way we can create momentum is if we personally sponsor. And at Top Achievers, I realized I wasn't personally sponsoring anyone. I wasn't doing what my upline, Lynn Hagedorn, was telling me. Go flip over the rocks and go find the $10,000. I got tired and I went inside and I said, team, go flip over my rocks. And if it's to be, it's up to me to bend down and pick up the starfish.
Okay, if you could tell the people in this room what they should do right now, in this moment. I think you already did, but...
I think I do. I was giving my son a bath, and it's one of those experiences and conversations with your little ones that inspire you, and you just feel so blessed that... you have these moments. And he was in the bathtub, and there were so many bubbles, and he didn't want to get out. And I was kissing his hands and his feet. And I was on my knees, and I picked up his hand, and he said, oh, Mom, you need to kiss this hand again because it's really sad. And I said, what do you mean your hand's really sad? And he said, look at it. It's all wrinkled. And I said, what would a happy hand look like? And he went like this. And that lesson has helped me in prospecting my entire career. Because walking down and not looking out, I can't see who needs a lifeline. And it's all our energy. And it's that open hand and the willingness to grab someone else and stop worrying about what we sound like, what we look like, what people are going to think. We have all been bullied. PETA, thank you for that share. Because I was told I should stay home with my children because that's what real mothers do. And it was the first person I had prospected. And I thought, I'm going to reach out. And I'm going to continue to make a difference. And it's that energy. So what do I want all of you to do? It's strengthen momentum, right? Do we understand what that means? Herb, we're not going to get to $3 billion a year. Where do you go on a pee-pee break right when I'm giving him a shout-out? Figures. The only way we get to $3 billion is if we all take a part in that to have the best company. Because here's the bottom line. You're a giver or you're a taker. You're not both. So we either sit here, right? That's how it goes. You make the big money, you gave it out a bunch of times till you were blue in the face, you talked to people, you went through the struggles. Or you sit back and you take and you say, and it's not us because we're here. How many people are home and they're saying, and for those of you on live stream, you had babies, you couldn't be here, and you're plugging in, we get it. But how many people are saying, go find the information and bring it back to me. Do my calls for me. Come to my meetings for me. And we see their number on our phone, and we're like, oh, they take. And then some of us just step up to the plate, we sweat it out, and we just keep giving. And we're not worried about what we look like. We know someone else can benefit and have the stories that we saw up here. And we're responsible for that. And we give it. So it's having that willingness to have that open hand. And you guys, I want all of you to put your stuff down and stand up. Because the biggest responsibility we have when we sign up is to find two people and start our team. Right, Jimmy Smith? Just find your two and get that going. Now I want you to open your hands. And now I want you to grab somebody else's hand next to you. And everybody hold hands. And close your eyes. And feel what it feels like to be responsible to lift that person's arm up and hold it up there. And in your loudest voice, say, there is strength in momentum, and together we will. One, two, three.
Strength in momentum. Amazing people, thank you so much. You've given so much to everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, so powerful. I'm so grateful for Jay and Jen, Alexis, Lisa, and Emily, and of course Kathy Coover. She's so beautiful. So many things covered today, from the relaunch of your business center to how to launch your 90-day game plan, social media, down to Emily's first experience when she was building, and very powerful. So make sure that your teams know where to access this. We hope that all of you at this point in your 90-day global game plan, that you guys are just running, that you're sprinting, that everything is going smoothly, that you're having fun, you're hitting massive success, and we wish you nothing but continued success. So until next time, best of luck, everybody, and we'll see you at the top. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.